elections in Oakland, the Oakland Black Caucus, the John George Democratic Club, the Niagara Democratic Club, the NAACP, ANSWER, and a number of other groups that are here. And what's happening now and why we're having a little trouble getting started is in fact illustrative of what is happening in the Southeast right now. We understood we had a permit. Barbara Lee's office applied for a permit, and what happened was no one was in the federal office available to sign the permit, and the police department is telling us, the federal police, that we cannot stand on our own plaza. We only have to stand on our sidewalk. So I just say thank God that we are not hungry and thirsty and homeless and surrounded by toxic water, because this would be the same reaction that they are having now, and people are dying as a result of this. So we will be grateful that we are not in that position, but this is unfortunately illustrative of some of the bad sides of bureaucracy. And we're also here because we feel that the American people do not believe this government does not represent them. This government is not standing up to them. The purpose of government is to regulate against the excesses of the market economy and to provide the things the market economy cannot provide. And we are here to make sure that our government represents us, that we are, in fact, our government. In a democracy, we are all responsible for what is done and not done in our name. And it's our country, our infrastructure is in a shambles, our democracy is in a shambles. And I know a lot of us are here working on turning that around, and we're going to lead that from Oakland. And I know in Oakland, we can lead that turnaround. All right, so I have a number of speakers, and I want to start with Kitty Kelly Epstein, who helped me put this together.
We're so happy that you're here on very short notice. We feel like these kinds of actions need to happen all over the country, and I've been emailing people all over the country to tell them that we're doing this in Oakland. One of the wonderful things about the American people that's been commented on in the newspapers is that people do open their hearts, they contribute money, people go out and volunteer, and that can be seen on the in the press and on the television. And I do think that's a wonderful quality of many, many Americans. But one of the qualities that may not be so wonderful is sometimes we have trouble figuring out who's responsible for the things that happen. And when we figure out who's responsible, we need to get out to federal buildings and let them know that we figured it out. That what happened in New Orleans did not have to happen. Of course, natural disasters occur, but we're having more natural disasters, which cause some of us to wonder if it's the inclination of this administration and other administrations that represent mostly big business not to worry about the environment at all, not to worry about things like global warming, and to let these natural disasters happen. And secondly, if the natural disaster that happened in New Orleans and to the cities in Mississippi was unavoidable, the consequences in terms of human life were not unavoidable. In fact, there was a study done in New Orleans last year which showed what kind of evacuation plan was possible. And what it showed was that if there were an evacuation in the event of a Code 4 or 5 hurricane, that 20 to 30% of the people would not evacuate because they would not be able to evacuate. They did not have cars, they did not have money, they had no way to get out of the city. And yet, with the hurricane coming, with that reality, there was no action on the part of the federal government to save the people that they knew would die. And most of those people, as we're seeing on the press, are people from the African American community, which demonstrates once again exactly how much the colorblind ideas that are supposedly promoted by George Bush and others in the federal government are so much baloney. It's colorblind as long as we don't have to provide any services for African Americans, Latinos, and Asians. And in the event of an event like this hurricane, the people who die, the people who have no homes, are people from those communities. I hope that's becoming increasingly clear to people in the United States, and that other people will take actions like this rally at the federal buildings in their community. To close, I want to read a bit of a communication which I received from an organization in New Orleans which has come together. It's a network of community organizations which are bringing themselves together to demand what the people in New Orleans want to happen, not just what the big organizations want to have happen that may want to be rebuilding casinos and tourist places and never letting the people who resided in New Orleans go back. This is a group that was organized by Bob Moses. Some of you may remember him as a leader of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee when it was registering voters in the South during the Civil Rights Movement. In the era since the Civil Rights Movement, he went and got a doctorate in math, became a math professor and an organizer, and has been organizing young people to demand good education. And they have created a group, which is a coalition of groups in New Orleans, which is asking for support from people for their version of the kind of organizing that should be done. And some of the things that they are demanding that we have not been hearing about so far are demanding that healthcare workers and mental health workers come there, calling for lawyers to investigate the wrongful death of those who died, and calling for the people of New Orleans and Baton Rouge and other communities to be those that decide what happens in Reconstruction. I have some copies of the press release that they put out, and I will pass those out to people. And there's also a location on the back for people to send money and contributions to a community-based organization like this coalition. Thank you.